Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're cutting straight to the information that governs how you interact with your government. We're diving into the Permission of Access to Information Act manual, that's PAIA, for the Parliament of South Africa, specifically the latest version from March 14, 2025.
That's right.
Our goal here is simple, give you a real shortcut. We want to boil down this manual so you understand how Parliament actually works, what info they have, and crucially, how you can get access. It's meant to be the guide to the People's Parliament.
Yeah, and it's important to see, you know, where this comes from. It's the Constitution. This manual isn't just some internal document. It's Parliament meeting a direct constitutional requirement, the requirement for a system that's not just representative, but genuinely participatory.
Participatory.
So the manual basically lays out Parliament's plan to make public involvement easier, mostly by, well, doing its work out in the open.
Right. So if participation is the big aim, how does Parliament actually do that? The manual lists five core functions. Can we maybe unpack those? What are they really responsible for?
Absolutely. Think of them as their main constitutional duties. First, they pass legislation. That's laws, obviously, including the specific types mentioned, like Section 74 to 77 bills.
Okay, making laws, number one.
Second, scrutinize and oversee executive action. That's the oversight part, asking the government tough questions, looking at annual reports, holding them accountable.
Accountability.
Third, facilitate public participation, which we've touched on. Fourth is facilitate cooperative government, you know, working with provincial and local government. And fifth, facilitate international participation, things like the Pan-African Parliament and other international forums.
That gives a pretty clear picture of their responsibilities.
Yeah.
And structurally, it's those two houses, right? The National Assembly.
Yep. The NA, that's the big one. 400 members. They choose the president. Debate the big national issues, kind of the main stage.
And the other?
The National Council of Provinces, the NCP. Now, this one is arguably really important for bridging the national and local levels for you.
How so?
Well, it has 54 permanent members, plus some local government reps. And its whole purpose is to make sure provincial interests are properly considered when national laws are made.
Ah, okay. So it stops laws being totally disconnected from what's happening on the ground in the provinces.
Exactly. It ensures that local relevance is baked in.
Okay, so we know what they do and how they're set up. Now, the crucial part, getting hold of the information, the records. How does someone, you know, find out what Parliament's actually been doing? Is it a bureaucratic nightmare?
Well, that's the interesting thing. Parliament's default position, according to this manual, is maximum disclosure. Most information should be automatically available.
Automatically. Like, you don't even have to ask formally.
Ideally, yes. They put a lot of stuff directly on the website, www.parliament.gov.za. The idea is that a formal PAA request should be more of a last resort.
Okay, that's a really important tip for anyone listening. The manual actually suggests, doesn't it, that before you even think about filling out a form, you should contact the Deputy Information Officer first.
Definitely. That person's formal title is the clerk of the papers.
Clerk of the papers, right.
Yeah, they're the gatekeeper for all the official documents, committee papers, everything. Since so much happens openly meetings, debates, the clerk can often just point you straight to what you need. It might already be public.
So what kind of things are just available?
The manual gives examples. Papers tabled, think annual reports from departments, auditor general reports, international agreements. Also, papers on proceedings like the daily order papers, minutes from committee meetings, even speeches members have given.
Committee minutes sound particularly useful. That's where the detailed work happens.
Absolutely. That's where you see the real debate and scrutiny.
And they've thought about accessibility, too. What if someone can't read or write or has a disability?
Good point. The manual specifically says they can make an oral request. The deputy information officer, the clerk, will actually help them fill out the form.
So the process itself isn't meant to be a barrier. That's good to hear.
Right. Now, obviously, there is some information that isn't public. Parliament is classed as critical infrastructure, so they do handle personal data. But it's mainly for, you know, HR stuff, managing MP details, controlling visitor access, things required by law.
And if it's your personal info?
You can ask for it easily. And if you need corrections made or even deletions, you can request that and there's no fee for it.
Okay, so wrapping this up then, what's the big takeaway for someone listening? It sounds like, yes, there's a formal process, the PIIA request, but Parliament actively tries to make information accessible before you need to use it. Open disclosure seems to be the default setting.
That's the message, yes. They're not just tolerating public interest, they're outlining the steps for you to engage.
And here's something to really think about. The manual doesn't just cover getting information. It also mentions your right to petition Parliament. You can submit a special petition for personal help or a public one on a general issue.
Right. And the National Assembly needs an MP to present it for you.
Exactly. So consider how these two things connect. The right to access information, getting the facts, understanding the situation from those committee minutes or reports directly empowers your constitutional right to petition, to demand change. You get the knowledge, then you take action. That's knowledge in action right there.